this booth has been chosen by the board of directors to be the CEO-elect and succeed David Klein when Mr. Klein retires at the end of 2012.
And how did you pick Chris out of all the people? I'm sure you had a ton of applicants.
The board of directors is the body that actually is charged with selecting the CEO. The chairman of the board is Randall Clark, and he said that the best companies have orderly transitions, and he described this one is as good as it gets. Chris Booth is the legal architect of our entire corporation. Before he worked for the Lifetime Healthcare Companies and Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield, he worked for the law firm that helped design this company. If you remember, Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield is the result of a series of mergers of smaller Blues plans across upstate New York, as well as the acquisition of Univera. And Chris was the legal architect of the entire corporation. He's also been with the company since 2004. He's been pivotal in running our health plan and achieving the membership growth as well as the high performance that we've seen. He has a deep understanding of our business, of the mission of the company. Our company will be in steady hands, and the communities that we serve will be well served by his leadership.
Yeah, what is the benefit of hiring from within? Is there a benefit there?
Absolutely. When you look at the complexity of an organization such as the Lifetime Healthcare Companies, it's nine corporations. There's Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield, which, of course, the health plan is the largest portion of the company. But there are also things like Lifetime Health Medical Group, Lifetime Home Care and Hospice, Sibley Nursing Personnel, and a variety of smaller companies as well. MedAmerica is a long-term care insurance company that operates in all 50 states. Chris will oversee the operations of all of that. This is a $6 billion company, and you want somebody who is familiar with the operations as opposed to coming in and trying to learn it on the fly.
Did he have a chance to be able to work shoulder to shoulder with the current CEO to kind of get a feel for what he's taking on?
Absolutely. Chris joined the company in 2004 as the Chief Administrative Officer and General Counsel. Chris was then promoted to Executive Vice President for Commercial Markets and Healthcare Affairs. In January of 2009, he became the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer in January 2010, and was promoted to President of the Health Plan in March of 2011. So there's been a steady progression of growing responsibilities as Chris has been groomed for this position.
Have you had a chance to talk to Chris or anyone to kind of get a feel for maybe some new ideas that he has that he wants to bring to the table?
He has described it as an honor to lead the upstate workforce of Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield and the Lifetime Healthcare Companies is a major employer in upstate New York. We have more than 6,500 people across upstate New York. We take care of 1.8 million people. So it's a very big responsibility, and Chris is looking forward to that. At the same time, we have a lot on the plate. There's federal health care reform. Whether or not that's upheld, you know, we must work collaboratively with those who provide care and with those who pay for it, so, you know, providers and employers. You know, our mutual goals are high-quality care and making coverage as affordable as possible. Chris is a very good guy. Folks here are excited to be working with him. At the same time, you know, David Klein has served the company for 9 years as the CEO, almost 40 years in the Blue Cross Blue Shield system, and this is going to be a very orderly transition.